Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment of Warming Up Food on Shabbos. We're continuing to talk about the difference between a kli rishon and a kli sheni. And kli rishon is the vessel in which the food or liquid was originally cooked. Kli sheni is the vessel that the food or liquid was poured into after it was originally cooked in the kli rishon. We've been discussing for a while that if a liquid is cooked, but then cooled down, if you heat it up again, practically speaking, we consider that a problem of cooking. We only consider that a problem of cooking in a kli rishon, but not in a kli sheni. If that liquid, other than water, if that liquid had never been cooked, it would be problematic to cook it in a kli sheni. But if that liquid had once been cooked, and now it's only an issue of reheating an already cooked liquid, it's only a problem in a kli rishon, but not in a kli sheni. And this leads to a very practical distinction in the laws of Shabbos, which has to do with pasteurized milk. So we would normally say that pasteurized milk, the pasteurization process, has rendered the milk cooked. So I want to warm up a baby's bottle of milk on Shabbos. Thank God the milk is coming from the refrigerator, nice and cold. It's liquid. It's a problem to make that cold liquid hot, at least up to the point of Yad So Lettuce Bow, on Shabbos. If I immerse the bottle in a vessel, in a kli rishon, that has hot Yad So Lettuce Bow water in it, I'm considered to be cooking the milk if I bring it to a point of Yad So Lettuce Bow. But if I take that pasteurized milk and I put it in a kli sheni of hot water, even if the water is Yad So Lettuce Bow, even if the milk becomes Yad So Lettuce Bow, I'm not considered to have cooked it on Shabbos. So if I take the water from the urn, empty the water into a bowl, and then place the milk bottle in the bowl, if it's pasteurized milk, it's okay. Now, I should clarify, though, that we say irui kli rishon kli rishon. Literally, pouring water, water that's poured from a kli rishon has status like a kli rishon. So if I took the bottle of pasteurized milk and stuck it in a bowl and placed the bowl underneath the urn and brought water, hot water, out from the urn, which is a kli rishon, directly onto the milk in that bowl, that's irui kli rishon. That would be a problem. But if I didn't put the bottle in yet, and I just took an empty bowl and I emptied hot water into that bowl, and now the hot water is sitting in a kli sheni, now I put in the bottle, I'm okay. But that's all only true if we're talking about pasteurized milk. If, for example, we're talking about a mother's milk that obviously was not pasteurized, it would be a problem to heat that water to Yad So Lettuce Bow in a kli sheni. By the way, if you remember what we discussed before, it would be a problem even if I don't intend to heat that water to Yad So Lettuce Bow. But theoretically, if I left it there for a long time, it could get hot to Yad So Lettuce Bow, it would also be a problem. But what would be okay is if I were to put it in a kli shlishi. That would be all right. Another distinction between kli rishon and kli sheni, and we're just going to do this kind of quickly, has to do with instant coffee and instant tea. The material of instant coffee really has already been through a cooking process, but it was dried. The fact that it experiences this significant change, that it used to be these crystals, and now all of a sudden it's this liquid, we consider that like cooking. And as you did it with hot water, we consider that like cooking. But we only consider that like cooking if it's a kli rishon, not if it's a kli sheni. There are different opinions about this, but I believe I'm saying the mainstream. So, I have my instant coffee. I have my hot water in an urn. Pouring water from a kli rishon directly onto something is like putting it in a kli rishon. So what I can't do, what I may not do, is put my instant coffee into my coffee mug, stick it under the urn, and empty the water. I'm pouring water from a Kli Rishon directly onto my instant coffee. Bad idea. But what I may do is take my empty cup, dry cup, by the way, take the water from the urn, empty it into my dry cup. Now the hot water is in a Kli Sheni. Now once that water is in a Kli Sheni, I could put my instant coffee into that Kli Sheni, into that water in that Kli Sheni. I could put my instant tea into that hot water in the Kli Sheni. Some people require Kli Shlishi, but it's pretty mainstream what I'm saying. And the one last thing I should add, again, we should give much more time to this, but just generally speaking, tea bags are very different than instant tea. Tea bags are generally considered kale abishal, something that can cook very easily, that could even cook with a Kli Shlishi. There's a difference of opinion if I'm sorry, that could even cook with a Kli Sheni. Sorry. There's a difference of opinion if it's all right to use a Kli Shlishi for Kali Abishol, or I'm not allowed to cook it at all on Shabbos and I have to use tea essence ahead of time. Forgive me for cutting this short, but we're running very late. This is a very famous discussion, but I just want to at least make the basic points. I want to thank everyone for joining us. I want to give a very, very special thank you to Craig Simon, not only for being involved with the recording, but for actually getting me back in the recording business. I took a hiatus for a very long time, and it's thanks to Craig's interest that we're back in. And I certainly want to thank Nechemya Mand and the Yehuda Mand Foundation in helping to circulate these recordings. Thank you all for joining us, and we should all be zochet to continue to be inspired and uplifted by our observance of Shabbos. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.